Well, they had a small section over here in Hyde Park, which is convenient for washwomen and so forth to live, you know, at the time. And I don't know where, that's all I can remember where they were, but.
Okay. Okay, where was the, like the well-off and, rephrase it. Would the well-off and the poor members of these groups live in different neighborhoods? Like would a rich Cuban, if they're, would he live in Ybor City or?
Well, for many years they didn't spread out much, but they have in the last 20 years or so. They, it became quite popular for people who were, had these businesses and so forth in Ybor City to have a home on Davis Island.
okay.
You know, and so I think Davis Island was the main, was the first spreading part, place that, when they left Ybor City.
Mm-hmm.
When they built their new home, they built it on Davis Island. and of course, Beach Park and Sunset Park have been places that the well-to-do have moved away from, you know, have moved out to those places because they had bigger homes and
mm-hmm.
more exclusive and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. are there any names for the neighborhoods that you were mentioning that an outsider would not know? Like maybe just people in Tampa would know, like a either a slang name or anything like that?
I don't know any slang name because they have these sections like Hyde Park and
mm-hmm.
Tampa Heights and
mm-hmm.
Beach Park and Palmasia.
Mm-hmm.
But they generally, I don't think there's any slang name that I recall.
Okay. Do any of the, those neighborhoods like Ybor City, do they have their own financial or shopping districts?
Oh yes.
Oh, do they?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Where are they? I mean, in relation to the streets.
On East Broadway or 7th Avenue, it's the same street.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, you always call it 7th Avenue, but then during that boom, they everybody wanted to have a fancier name, so they called it East Broadway after that. But. And then they had really a busy section out there from ran from about 10th Street out to 22nd Street,
mm-hmm.
all the way on 7th Avenue. It was really a busy section. Had stores of all types and restaurants of all types
mm-hmm.
and so forth.
Let me ask you this. I've heard a couple people I've talked to, they talked about a Cuban sandwich.
Yeah.
Now is that... Where did it get its name that you...
Well, the Cuban people made a peculiar type of loaf of bread, you know,
uh-huh.
About a yard long, and it was hand kneaded,
mm-hmm.
and it was made into a kind of flat, about that size, and a yard long,
mm-hmm.
and these people would slice that long loaf of bread, and then they'd put on their... sliced ham and sliced pork and some salami and some cheese and some pickle.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut them off about that long and it's delicious.
Ah, okay.
If you haven't tried it, you better try it.
I have.
Oh.
Feel really big walking in there, Cuban.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, that's how these people, the cigar makers, when they came here to Tampa from Key West and from Cuba,
mm-hmm.
they were all Cubans.
Mm-hmm.